question is this anyway?
Why 100?
I didn't hear you!
I'll do it again if you want.
The station, please.
Why 100?
Can you give me a hint?
Damn it, what am I saying?
This is all nonsense.
Why 100?
Live 365.
Like, actual break, talk break, I've done more or less.
You on tape?
Yeah, how about that? Not anymore.
Voice track?
No more corporate voice tracking.
Wow.
Amen.
Sounds so good.
Yeah, how about that crap, huh?
That's
no one knew that
through.
We did that.
I know, but, you know.
It's actually going through.
Yeah, actually, there was somebody else who said, you know, it's not that you're not live, it's just a tape delay. I'm like, okay.
Right.
But anyway, so, you know, I never really got to say goodbye to everybody, and, you know.
So say goodbye.
So goodbye.
Say goodbye. No. Yeah. I got Dee Snider over here. Yeah. Say goodbye and hello.
Anyway, honest to God, I mean, it was a great almost 6.5 years for me at Y, and I worked with some amazing people, and I will treasure those memories always, obviously, because, well, radio is my life. I love it, and I hope to get back in a day, so keep your fingers crossed. Aside from that, I don't think I need to rant on and on and on anymore and repeat things that have already been said, except thank you to all of the supporters of all of us. It means a ton, more than you could probably ever imagine. And, you know, I honestly reading some emails, I got a little misty. And, you know, I was kind of like, man, we really are missed. So, believe me, we really appreciate it. Josh?
Zach? No one cares. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. The one thing somebody remembers. Anyway, but...
You should wrap it up like...
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Wrap it up like...
I have only been talking for 1 minute and 57 seconds or so.
Getting ready for the Oscars tomorrow night.
I'm done.
Let's get the wrap-up music. The orchestra ready. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, let Zach introduce his own band.
Yes.
And
as many of you may know, I am in a band called Otis Funk. And well, you know, since we're sort of running our own little pirate radio station here, I figured, what the fuck, why not play my own song?
It's a good song.
Marco likes it, too. It's called Carnival Mirror, and you can check out my band's website at otispunk.com, otispunk.com. Not me, the other two.
No, Zach's ugly, they're hot.
Exactly. All right, this is Lemire's Otis Punk. It's Y100Rocks.com.
You have no alternative.
Hey.
By all the charm, now it's got me by the arm.
Blues.com. You have no alternative. That was the Used, Blue and Yellow. I'm Electra. I hid for a while from the party because I had to go drink. I'd been here
Are you all right?
for a while. I was drinking.
I know.
I wanted to kind of find you for sure, but I quit smoking, so I didn't really want to ask you for a We're kind of having a drink fest, and I needed to, you know, it's very emotional in this room, and also, you know, sometimes you need to step out, reflect, let everybody talk about the drunk times that I wasn't actually here for.
But you know what? I think you were here long enough to just enjoy and get in on the spirit of what used to be.
Absolutely. So that was the Used. Josh and I last night were at the Taste of Chaos tour. Still totally overwhelmed by the response we had down at the Taste of Chaos tour last night.
When we went out on stage, I was just blown away because before we did some stage announcements about Y100Rocks.com and get the kids riled up, you know. But when we walked out, even before we got to the mics, like, we were just standing back on the side, and people saw us and were like, Y100, I love you! Waving and everything.
Throwing t-shirts, showing breasts. It was really nice.
Did you shed any tears?
I missed the breasts.
Did I? Yeah. No, there were no breasts. That was just a joke. I cried because, I got up on stage at like 7:30 and did my whole, hey, don't go to Y100Rocks.com to save our jobs. Don't go do this to sign this petition because we need work. Do it for the bands that you love that no longer have a voice in Philadelphia. Do it for you because somebody somewhere thinks you don't deserve a radio station and we think they're wrong. And I kind of got so into it. And as soon as I put the mic down, I burst into tears. Like, Josh, it wasn't like bawling. I just started like leaking as I walked off stage.
That's one way to put it.
Leaking. Yeah. And
I gotta leak
Connie,
right now.
Connie from from EFC.
Yeah.
Her and Jim, so many great people at EFC who were so great to us yesterday and continuing to be great to us. And thanks so much to them. She had to let me into the bathroom because she's like, you're crying. Maybe you want to, you know. But, and I've only been here a year, but I'm so passionate about this city, I guess, and really see that there's a void, an immediate void in the past 2 days, and it blows.
Well, it's just been eye-opening.
Sorry, wait a minute. It fucking blows.
Yeah. It fucking blows. But it's been eye-opening in the last couple of days.
I that, but you know what? Who's going to fire me?
Than a year. Your soul's been here.
If anybody has checked any Y100 blogs or message boards or the influx of emails that have been coming in, I have had, you know...
I can't keep up with them. Thank you to everybody who's writing, because a few more come. People are amazing.
The thing is, for years, you take a lot of things for granted, and one thing for me was my job, but I think more importantly was what my job actually did for people out there. You know, I don't think a lot of people can do what they do and have a direct effect on hundreds of thousands of people so immediately, and a lot of stuff that I did at my old job wasn't reflective of what Y100 was as a whole. And that has been the response from the Y100 community, the music, and everything, the concerts and the whole lifestyle and all that sort of stuff. It's just been overwhelming. And I didn't think I was going to cry at all. I walked out of the building on Thursday and everything was fine.
You gave me a hug. You were smiling. Yeah. You were joking, if I may say, about bong hits.
Yeah. you may say. I mean, that's what a lot of us did on Thursday.
Yeah.
But, you walk out on Thursday with a different idea of what it was all about, and then Y100 Rocks happens, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I was just flabbergasted, and thank you to everybody that's listening right now, that people are there sending out the message, the emails that are coming in, it's just awesome. Yeah, we got bombs bursting on air here.
Do you want to do your fake bong hit noise? Because I just noticed you trying to do that. I just wanted to...
Oh no, I was just wiping the alcohol away from my mouth.
Oh, okay. A word 100rocks.com is community. I really think there is with there was God that sucks with Y100 that there isn't with a lot of
no there is. I let's not talk past tense here because what we're doing right now is completely and totally present. So it's all in the present. There is a community and the word's getting out there.
Yeah. So then that's what this is about. Then that's what this can end up being is our continuation of that community.
Yeah. So we were talking like a certain.
Oh my God,
Casey! Before we get to fish, we keep cutting out for a second. It sounds like Ozzy Osbourne. All right, stop, Casey. We keep cutting out for some reason, so I apologize for that. I don't know why, technical glitches. But before we get to your song, and everyone knows it's going to be fish. But Jim Johnson, a comedian extraordinaire, has something to say.
Question. Yeah, I used to be at the morning show a little bit. If you've ever been to see comedy in a ground round, you know who I am. Yeah, you know what? When you walk into Y100, there's this sign that has like the Y100 logo. It's like a big sign. What member of the radio station that took it over do you think is going to put a chain around that and wear it around their neck? That's what I want to know.
We don't boom.
Well, so many people were pilfering stuff on Thursday that I'm surprised that thing was even there when I left.
Well, the problem with that is that it is super glued to the wall. I remember when they put it up when we first moved into the building, but I do want to get that out of there.
I actually want that. I want to own that. So
no, you know, Jim McGuinn should own that.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but I'm very selfish.
But you know, I am going to scrape the VIN numbers off all the Y100 cars and pawn them for parts.
Anybody want a Touareg?
How about this? When I was driving into the station with a couple people the other day, and you know, we knew what was going on, and we were like, "Why don't we just steal the Beetle?" And then I said, "Why don't we just get in the Beetle and then smash it into one of the Beat vehicles?"
Did you see the Beetle?
Well, no, what about it?
It has a flat tire. If you saw on NBC last night.
NBC 10, yep.
Flat tire. The line? The news report, not only did they feature a picture of XM satellite radio.
Somebody's clip-on style is a little limited.
I'm saying that Radio 1
took the air out of
Y100, and then they showed a picture of the Beetle, and it had a flat tire.
Guys, can I tell you about the Beetle? Do you remember we traded the Hummer for two friggin' Beetles when that was, like, the big thing?
Can I, before you say that, the flat
tire.
Well, okay, I thought you had more. The flat tires in the on the Beetle are not Radio 1's fault. That's just our neglect.
Yes, neglect.
So embarrassing. They showed the picture of the Beetle with a flat tire twice, and I personally felt ashamed for the job that I've done.
Yeah, that's
blame hometown auto.
It's been parked in the back parking lot. When did we get to the Super Bowl? Like a month ago?
Not even.
I drove up into the back parking lot to meet the RV when Casey and I went to the Super Bowl like a month ago, and we just haven't exactly found the time to move it 300 feet down the road to another parking lot. It has a flat tire.
Hey, we're lucky that thing still exists after all the rain we
got
at the end of the summer.
Not our problem anymore, huh?
Yeah, I was just going to say, now we don't have to go to those exhausting measures to move a car.
Exactly.
What happens to the Beetle?
I'm sure they'll be re-logoed.
We're going to get rims.
Some hydraulics.
Yeah. Fussy dice will be hung in the mirror.
Yeah.
All right, Casey, you want to...
So we're going to do this, only because my former boss just walked in the building, so hit the button right now.
All right,
this is from a band that I love and is near and dear to my heart.
Hell,
and that's not it.
That's not it. What's wrong here?
All right, but
there we go.
Here it is. It's Fish, Character Zero.
To bide my time and take it slow. Just yesterday, to rush and never waste the day. Now I'm convinced the whole day long that all I learn is always wrong, and things are true that I forget. I see the M-O-K-E. I
today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. Upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts, I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the year. And you could have it all. Let you down. I will make you hurt.
Rock. Now.
Y100rocks.com on the internet. No one else is talking except me. I'm Joey, and that's okay. That's a girl on girl love.
No alternative.
Oh, crispy.
Well, you know, a lot of people think that like alternative rock is all about like guys. Rock is girl, and there are two. I think a hot, sexy rock chick who are sitting right here. That would be Zach, right.
Next to Zach.
No,
Zach's got a little trio
going. I'm sitting here with Liz Romaine, fantastic person. You know, one of the great things about Y100, I never thought I would meet another person who loved like Ben Folds 5 and Radiohead the same way that I do. And then I met this girl. Really? Hi, Kelly. Do you really love Ben Folds 5 and Radiohead the same way that I do?
Hello.
I think that's a yes.
Yeah. That's Kelly. That's Kelly, the former.
Yeah, do you want to have a fight? Because we'll pull hair. Yeah. And then we'll have a pillow fight. But, you know, we were joking earlier, you know, we're joking, all joking aside, but we are keep talking about the community that Y100Rocks.com could really become about. Because it's a real live family. It can continue on the, what do they call it, the World Wide Web? Is that what it is?
I'm going to look at it.
No, wait, a Commodore 64? Who made the Commodore 64 joke?
Commodore made the Commodore 64?
The joke, the Commodore 64 joke.
You know, I hear people
comedian
talking
man. The internets, yeah.
Yeah, people are talking on the internets about Y100Rocks.com.
I hear you can chat on that.
Jim McGuinn, you look like a man on a mission. We were just having a conversation off the air. This is something that Josh T. Landau and I said a couple times, and Liz, and Alan Dean, who is not here at the moment. He may be drinking, I don't know. About the bands, the specific bands that no longer have a home in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
we were coming up with a list, so if anybody can think of... I ran off, obviously the bands were Taste of Chaos last night, The Used, My Chemical Romance. Those are done. Most of the Warped Tour bands we played, I know I heard AFI earlier tonight, yeah. Like a Story of the Year bands. Then you've got like the cool bands, if you will. You know, Franz Ferdinand, Modest Mouse, The Killers, Muse, Interpol. Older bands, Radiohead, Weezer.
And I mean, maybe there's stations that might play like Clash. One song.
Right, The Clash.
Oh, we played Creeps, so we play Radiohead a lot. Right, you know, but like, Y100 played a lot of Radiohead songs, and I feel that Y100Rocks.com can play as many Radiohead songs as we like.
Yes! I said earlier, I was listening yesterday afternoon when we were just running one of those playlists, and you coined it the British Sonic Session playlist, but it literally was two Coldplay songs into two Radiohead songs into a Muse Sonic Session song.
I was listening.
I felt very happy, if you know what I mean.
We were very fortunate to get a lot of Sonic Sessions with a lot of really good bands.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that was, you know, I think Y100 played a lot of the bands that are popular, you know, all over modern rock, and they may not be bands you remember 20 years from now, but we always tried to do our events with the bands that were kind of significant, or bands that seem like they'll live on a little longer, and that's those kind of bands like that. And same with the Sonic, the show, the festival, and stuff like that. You know? I don't think we ever booked Candlebox. One of our events.
Damn it, why not?
There's nothing wrong with Candlebox.
I know. And you know, that's something else.
Maybe that's why we lost our jobs.
No.
I don't know.
Something else that we said last night that seemed to get people so riled up was when you remind them, hey, no more Feastival, no more Festival, no more Sonic Sessions, no more We Bring the Rock to You shows. Although, will Y100Rocks.com be able to do another show? I mean,
Who knows? What
is the future of some of these shows?
You know what? I think that also depends on the community. Like, if no one goes to this website that has been built in the last few days, and no one listens to this internet, whatever this is called, broadcast or
drunk fest,
stream,
actually.
Webcast, stream fest.
It's a lot of drunk people.
Data bit transfer thing. I don't even know what you call it. If no one cares about that stuff and this community kind of like fades away, then I don't know what happens. But if, you know, if people continue to support it and continue to kind of rally together as what seemed to have happened, you know what? I mean, then who knows? Maybe you don't, you know, maybe you can do big events without having even a station to broadcast on.
Sunshine Jones just gave a shout.
Sunshine Jones is coming up the stairs.
And you know, this whole... We're clearly live here right now, whatever time it is. I have no idea what it is. We've got...
106.
Oh, my Lord.
Six. Yeah. We've got... I'm not kidding. Almost 300 instant message windows open right now. We don't even
have
that many people officially listening. I don't.
Just under that.
Right. Well, because we've only paid for 200 to be able to listen.
Hopefully we can change that.
There's like 300 listening now.
The immediacy of this whole internet thing, I think it's going to catch on.
Just
why? I was talking to Al Gore the other day.
He invented it.
He invented that.
But like, we just got an IM from someone who was like, hey, can you send The Killers out to my buddy Craig? He's in the hospital right now, and I think he might be listening, so let him know. I mean, we have so much freedom now to be able to really interact with this community.
We just played Johnny Cash.
Yes, we did. I heard that. That was
awesome.
Excuse me. That was fucking awesome.
Alan had the number count. He's on here.
Oh, boy. As long as we don't get gratuitous, it's fine.
Okay. Sorry. Right. That wasn't gratuitous, right?
No, it's fine. Not at all. That was emphatic.
When you play A Boy Named Sue, then we're going to have to.
Yeah. They were really adventurous. Right. No, but, you know, hey, we're going to try to, like, make this, the online station better. You know, we were talking earlier and saying, right now it's kind of just a jukebox with a bunch of Sonic Session tracks and a few cool songs. We're going to kind of, like, build on that and start to program sort of like shows and things.
Yes.
And, like, put in specific music for specific times and kind of recreate some of the stuff that we all love, like the Nooner and like the Why Not and stuff.
We talked about this earlier, some of those features that became a part of people's daily lives that are gone now. And something that I don't know I hope that the Y100 listeners realize we are all such huge fans of music, first and foremost. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for that. So all of a sudden, we've got this opportunity to do something really sonically cool.
It's pretty weird that, like, now that we're not getting paid, we're almost more excited about it because we're able to play whatever we want.
Almost is a very important part of that.
And then it has only been 2 days. Ask
That's
us in a
right.
few weeks how we feel
when
about
when I'm eating
not being
ramen
paid.
Again.
I was talking to a lot of Y100 fans who have been listening to the radio broadcast, and they're loving it. They are. They've been telling me they love the broadcast. They've all signed the petitions. I'm telling the friend to sign
You've
it.
You've got to be over 23,000 signatures by now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That was Jim Johnson, comedian, friend of Y100,
Jim
former
Johnson.
Y100.
Holding a glass of wine.
Intern slash whatever.
Glass of wine.
Stage right now.
Yeah.
You are. You really are.
I'm holding the mic. I like there was some out of time.
But you know what's cool, Jim? Jim, look around at the people who are, you know, there are so many people here right now, amazing people who are just, you know, part of this.
There may be more right people now. In this quote unquote studio than there used to be even listening to Y100 back in the day.
You know, and
that's never true.
The other thing about this room right now, I mean, I'm looking around. Honestly, I've been in radio since I was 15 years old. It's more than half of my life, and honestly, I've never felt closer to a group of coworkers that I consider family and friends as I do you guys, all of you. So, God bless.
Aww. Zach rules, and mad props to Zach. He was on the air a lot in the middle of the night. He was the guy in charge of what you call the wiki at Y100.
The little mini commercials between songs.
The things in between the songs and the promos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yes, that was an excellent wiki.
The excellent wiki.
Is this being voice tracked? Right. It's after midnight. Uh-huh. You just shouldn't be up now. It should be voice tracked like a computer or something.
Thank you, Sunshine Show.
You know, since we've already rambled for 5 minutes, should we explain that? What that comment is referenced to?
It was referenced earlier, actually.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think fully explained.
What not really
part,
fully right? explained.
Which part?
Well, no, the fact that basically, almost every radio station you listen to around the dial right now in America, in the middle of the night, there is not a human there. They've fired all the humans and replaced them with machines and with
it's
people.
It's all about saving money.
Yeah,
and with people
that can very quickly fake the brakes and put them in the middle and then hope that, like,
nuclear
war doesn't break out in the middle.
How can you be in Seattle and give the weather in Detroit, man?
That sounds more like Ozzy than Sunshine.
Cannon!
Sunshine is more from,
There's always sort of somewhere.
Well, you know, although, you know, there's something to be said, though, for the heart that no matter, you know, everybody at the station, no matter if because, you know, there were times where I had to, you know, split early for one reason or another. And we use the technology to make our lives a little easier.
Oh, but, yeah. I mean, you know, it's nice that you were on the air at 4 in the morning. You didn't have to be there.
Exactly. Considering I worked from, you know, what, 8 to 7 every day.
Well,
so,
yeah.
So, you know. But
your own salary, man.
Yeah, exactly. And I got all this extra money from the company for doing the extra shift.
Non-exempt.
God bless you.
But, you know, it's crazy that in large cities in America, when there's, like, actually a lot of people up after midnight, and there's no humans on the radio. You can't call them and talk to them.
There's a lot of people willing to be on the radio overnight.
Yeah.
Do these shifts live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not voice tracked. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not demanding squillions.
Like Marco and Joey and Alan. Who's none here right now, and Josh, people who got their start doing the live overnight, and then that opportunity was sort of taken away from them because of the business.
But hey, New Year's Eve was always live. At least until 4 a.m.
Knock back on one of those pineapple juice babies.
You know what I just noticed? Sunshine Jones seems to be cut off, I think. Oh, he's already got a bottle of water. I just noticed.
Is he driving home tonight?
While we were just talking, Jim, we went over the 300-person message mark.
On the message board?
I mean, and that reminds me that we have the most amazing fan base.
Yeah.
People who are, you know.
Thank you.
And keep sending the emails, although I apologize that I'm a little behind in mine.
So. Yeah, me too.
Apparently the request email is full, so we need to look at that.
Wow. You guys are amazing.
Full is like 10 megs.
You guys are so amazing.
That's a lot of emails.
Wow. So thank you, guys.
Yeah. Well, let's get back and rock a little. I think we're really going to stay on
You know
rock
what? We need
too.
To put this soapbox away and rock music back on. But,
it's not talk radio. It's rock.
Yes. Josh.
Sean Hannity will be doing that.
Oh, okay. We got to turn this over to Joey for a second. There you go.
Well, to tie it back to things we were talking about, I don't know, what was that, 25 minutes ago? First of all, bands that you didn't hear anywhere
else. I like the air check coming from Joey.
Sarcasm. Anyway.
I have no idea what sarcasm is.
No, I don't know. I think, no. Okay, artists that no other station in Philadelphia played.
Len.
Only Y100. What?
Len.
Len? Oh, yeah. I saw Len at the side stage of the Fez one year. It all ties back together. I miss being on the radio. This artist we're going to play also played the Fez side stage. I would like to thank Jim and Electra for A, letting me co-introduce this artist on the side stage, and B, interviewing said artist. If you tie it way back to where you're talking about when this whole started, about hot rock chicks. Oh, it all ties together in a bow.
Is she from Montreal?
She may be from Montreal, Canada.
Is she a bass player?
Maybe.
And does she dream about you, Joey?
Some Photoshop files may say that. Okay, enough rambling. Alfdemar, follow the waves. Y100Rocks.com.
shuffle his deck clean.
Point three. Y100.
doing nothing at all. Can't get some.
Say Dashboard for a second. I've been to both of his Sonic sessions. Something I'm truly going to miss with No More Y100. But with the petition and the emails, hopefully we'll get back and maybe they won't be Y100 Sonic sessions, but maybe they'll be blah, 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 blah Sonic sessions.
Oh my god, I was going to say you have a new name.
It looks great on a billboard.
Spelled wonderfully, sure.
By the way, Dashboard was an IM request.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Josh, what song are we playing?
Oh, I couldn't read your list. It'll be LaGuardia. LaGuardia. Oh, that's local artists. Local band LaGuardia played the Fez. Keep talking, Alan.
And,
I'm sorry.
You know, another thing. Y100 is the only station playing local music. Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock with Elektra.
Don't forget about Hometown Heroes on WSTW in Delaware.
Oh, my bad. And of course, the Why Not program.
Yes.
Friday nights with Dan Fine and
sometimes
when the Eagles play. I mean, anyway, let's play something local. LaGuardia.
LaGuardia. Holy Ghost.
Y100 Rocks, you have no alternative.
.com.
Wasn't you? She kept on walking, all her kids in tow. She can't remember the boy she used to know. It started raining, red, white, and blue. Under umbrellas, what was I?
just wasting time. This was a flavor I have never had. This was a flavor that somehow is not bad. I sat tasting a little white and blue. What was the reason? What was I looking for? Yeah, what I'm looking for. Wasting time.
Let's go. just thinking of going to planet by panic, the hat that's so old. I'd rather write about her in my diary. Could she be mine without a soul? From a green seed, don't excite me anymore. Is there one girl, just one girl, who says I'm bigger than Jesus now? And I love her, I'm bigger than Jesus now. Up above her, I'm stage diving, up the church of the Holy Earth and back. Oh, I'm bigger than Jesus now. Got his uptight white virginal followers. I got these metal chicks, dumber than a rock. Dated one once, but I hated the music. All her ex-boyfriends were down the bus. It's never good to be understood by a girl in acid wash. Cause God only knows what it is that I really want. Guess I could ask, but he's not the best talk about. Push me down in the biblical sense, in this basement apartment with her to pay rent. But there's one girl, just one girl, who says I'm bigger than Jesus now. And I love her, I'm bigger than Jesus now. Up above her, I'm stage diving, up the church of the holier than thou. Bigger than Jesus now. I'm bigger than Jesus
Y100rocks.com. That was you two. Sometimes you can't make it.
You forgot you have no alternative.
You have no alternative.
Come on, Marco. Say it. Mike?
I did.
What? No, for real.
So that song, Mr. Critical. I think we were just talking about how, I think that song is always going to remind me of Jim O'Gwen.
And the last week, basically, because we just started playing it.
Of Y100. I don't think Jim is around in a second. I hope he's listening.
He's somewhere.
He's probably downstairs
in this compound 40 feet below Cherry Hill, New Jersey that we're in.
We're in Waco, Texas.
Oh, we're in Waco, Texas?
It's that compound.
Here comes Janet Reno.
Dancing takes away Waco.
Jim sent out an email about that U2 song this week that was really, like, passionate email about how these lyrics really made him think and how he thought it was really important for us to be playing the song. And, you know, here's a guy who's been, working in radio for a very long time and he still gets so excited about stuff. And, you know, Y100 wouldn't be what it is without Jim. And I can hear him talking downstairs, but I think he's, eating the cake.
Yes.
You guys seen the cake?
Yes.
Big cake.
It's a cake.
A finger on it.
I wonder who drew that big finger on the cake.
I was confused because there's only two letters. I didn't really get it.
It was an F, right. That was one of the letters.
And the other one was like a U.
Yeah, it looked like that.
And I didn't understand why Radio 1 was on the bottom of the cake, but the letters just made me confused.
So Jim's awesome.
Yes.
We want to bring up the thing.
Yeah, let's do it. But first, can I just preface it by... Well, should I say something really nice first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've been wanting to say this to Jim, and I should probably say it to him face to face at some point. But I credit Jim as a man who changed my life. 8 years ago, I started at Y100. I was an 18-year-old kid. I didn't talk. I was the shyest thing out there.
He was a mute, actually.
I was just totally antisocial. And,
he was colorblind, which you still are.
I'm still colorblind, yeah. That doesn't change. But
Jim cured your vision.
But Jim McGuinn put this shy kid, he gave him a chance to go on the air and to use his... I'm talking about myself in the third person. To use my voice, professionally. And I never would have thought that I would have been able to do that. And without Jim's encouragement and his guidance, my life would be very different right now. So thank you, Jim.
You wouldn't be a guy who gets on stage at the Tweener Center and gets thousands of people to give the finger.
I certainly would not be that person.
Give the finger to the singer. He's in the pharmacy.
Well, so then what were we going to say? Were we going to talk about the term that we've coined over the past several months?
Yes, that's what we
want to
talk about.
Who wants to open the can of worms?
I think that would be you with the can and the can opener right now.
So Jim McGuinn was in charge of a lot of the actual music that ends up on Y100.
And he's the program director. So
programs.
And every once in a while, Jim would basically say, F the man, I want to play this cool random Clash track. I want to play the Pixies. I want to play this really cool stuff. And when that random song would pop up, I started calling it a McGuistery. I was very proud of making up the term McGuistery. Someone just took my picture. I'm still proud of the McGuistery.
Yes.
But that's the kind of guy he is. You know, even though, yes, we were owned by a corporation... Jim had that, can I say spunk?
He still has, spunk? He's not dead.
Yes.
That's right.
He's right down, he's in the other part of the compound.
He's got that F the man thing in him. And that's very cool about Jim. He's a great boss.
Yeah.
Yes.
Couldn't ask for a better boss than Jim McGuinn.
Oh, boy.
And his McGuinn sanity.
McGuinn sanity.
From McGuistery spawned a lot of other words, but really, we're boring you, so.
What are we going to play
we
next?
We think we may be wrapping up the live portion of the Y100Rocks.com broadcast, maybe in the 2 o'clock range. We're
not about 10 minutes.
Some of us are very tired.
Yeah.
We've been here for a long time.
Some of us don't live in Waco, Texas and have to get up tomorrow
some
morning.
Some of us are already passed out on the couch.
But, you know, in honor
some of those people have had a lot of wine.
In honor of some of the great rock chicks who, you know, again, corporate rock radio kind of ignores, Bjork. Bjork kicks ass and doesn't really have a voice on radio anywhere. PJ Harvey's also
PJ
awesome.
Harvey.
But I wanted to play the Sugar Cubes, if that's okay with everybody. Give a little love to the Sugar Cubes and to Iceland, because Iceland doesn't get enough love.
Yeah.
But a lot of ice?
A lot. Well, no, Iceland's green. Greenland is. So, Sugar Cubes, hits, a little something random. It's y100rocks.com. Marco, what do we not have?
Balls?
Balls?
No, that's...
Marco, take your time.
He's eating carrots.
I forgot.
Wait. You have no alternative.
But you have carrots. Y100.
Money gone.
100rocks.com. You have no alternative.
You have no alternative.
There's nothing.
None. Well, who's left here?
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
Shocking.
Two in the morning.
Plus the 200 plus listeners.
Plus the listeners. Still maxed out online radio station listeners.
I know. I can't believe that many people are still up listening to us blabber blah, drunk and tired.
It's been a long day. Alan, have you even lifted your head from that IM thing?
I'll tell you. We started at, 8 o'clock. Initially, we had four, so we posted it on our website. And by 8:30, 9 o'clock, 100. And then by 10 o'clock, 200. Now I'm at 270.
About 320 people.
Well, it's anybody that's ever built a website or worked on stuff with like communication stuff, the speed with which this has happened has been incredible for I think everybody here to just witness like the reaction that you guys have all had. And I mean, like last night, the folks at 100rocks.com put up the message board thing, and like an hour later, there were over 1,000 posts on that.
And it's not even those kind of people. Some of our great listeners.
That's the listener that did that.
They're like commenting on blog entries. They're getting involved. They
making
really want this
community.
Yeah, chat rooms. They're making this a community. I think we should stick with the community. I think it's really rock and roll.
Yeah, and you know what? And everybody's saying, hey, we can maybe help you with that website because it's kind of poopy.
And that's an insult to those fine people at the Give them some chance. This happened the other day. I think they want the chance.
It's clearly much more about the message than the presentation. If you want, we'll get all fancy, we'll spend the time, right? We'll make an intro that you skip through anyway.
Easter eggs a la a strong bet email.
Who's home star?
Yeah, so, I think that from what they've communicated to us, it sounds like they're going to have a slightly better website sooner than later. And hopefully they'll be able to grow more features. So keep with the suggestions for more things to kind of like more pages to add. We're talking about sending those guys concert info and band info and
pretty much anything they want.
All the stuff that's missing now off the radio dial and the stuff that used to be at the Y100 the website for Y100.com, which our boy Josh
maintained by
I'm so sad about Y100.com. I spent so much time on that website, and then it was gone. But at least we got that.
Y100.uc is almost as good.
Under construction, love it. But you know, I'm just really proud that right before they called us in, I sent out that and yes, I did it. Sent out an email to get everyone to go to rocks.com, and it went out just before they took away our access to the
He's
computer.
He's on drugs. Don't listen to him. He's wasted.
And that wasn't Josh T. Landau. That was Josh R. Landau who did that.
So I guess we're going to wrap up this our first Y100Rocks.com. web
colon you have no
stream broadcast thing. So
wait,
what
you gotta say?
You have no alternative.
You have no alternative. So you're stuck with us still. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Anything else to say?
The music will continue. So you can listen all the time.
Yeah, we actually haven't quite figured out that. Okay, I'll explain something. There's two different ways you broadcast. There's live, and then there's like the sort of big old jukebox thing. And we're gonna improve the jukebox tomorrow. And in the meantime, when we flipped it on to live, everyone got dumped off. So if we push this button, we're not sure if you guys are gonna lose it. But if we lose it, please, because we're actually kind of still here. But anyway, I hope that made sense. Probably didn't. Yeah. So
nicely done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all out there.
So Y100rocks.com. Keep coming back to the website. Tell your friends to sign the petition. Send the link to their friends and make them send it to their friends. And
your congressman and senator.
Exactly. And keep sending a message.
Bands, man. Don't forget about your bands.
Yeah, hit up your bands and tell them to support it. And, the only way that this thing's ever going to work and there's ever going to be an alternative station in Philly is if everybody acts together and acts fast. So keep it up.
And judging by what we've already had, people are acting.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
You know, and honestly, in all of my, what, how many, 17 years of radio, and actually my entire life, I've never seen anything like the response we've gotten. So thank you guys, all of you, for everything.
Thank you.
Or the amount of people that are in this quote-unquote studio for the last 6 hours.
Where are we?
Jersey.
We're in a compound in New Jersey.
Yeah. Compound New Jersey, right.
All right, let's play one more song. Get all right. Out of here.
Okay.
We'll be back. Oh, is Interpol happening on Monday or not? Do we know?
The guy I was supposed to call.
The guy with the thing.
Right. I don't know. Maybe
all
at
right,
some point on Monday.
We're trying to have an interview with some rock stars because we want to do more than a jukebox, and because every FM station right now is basically a lame jukebox. So keep coming back to the website, and we'll let you know if we get the live interview to happen. That might be our next webcast thing on Monday. All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Good night!
Shout out to the party people downstairs, y'all.
What?
What are we supposed to end the break with?
The call.
The call.
Oh, yeah.
Y100rocks.com.
You have the alternative.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my fucking lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, now I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah. Little person still in love with you. And so you thought you'd just drop by and you expect me to be free. But now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Well, now I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back.
Guys have sold out stadiums all over the world, and now we get to see them up close in the friendly confines of Sonic Studios. Give it up for INXS, everybody!
Hello, this is Tom Morello from Audioslave, and I am Y100, baby.
Throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. A backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. And I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. But all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. And there are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Baby,
So the excitement's building in the studio here, and we're about ready to launch into a song called "Add It Up," and it goes like this: "And you can dance if you want." That's a song, isn't it? I can dance if I want. Yeah. All right.
Hey, glad girl, I only wanna touch you.
Turned out your lights. Who would say you'll never know? I remember running through the wet grass, falling a sip behind. Foolish, never tiring, desperately wanted. When they pumped out your guts, filled you full of those pills, you were never quite right, deserving all the chills. Said the worst is over.
they were born. The gypsy bring up your bow. Will say you won the war. Any first in the world, never given a chance. Then they ask what went wrong when you never had it right. No, you never had it right. I remember running through the wet grass, falling a step behind. Pulled up a smell of tyrant, desperately wanted. I remember running through the wet grass, falling a step behind. Pulled up a smell of tyrant, desperately wanted. The letters have dropped off, though they say you got them all. Finally figured out something you'll never know. No. Take back your life. Find the door. If you care, if you care to anymore. I remember running through the wet grass, falling a step behind. Pulling a step of tyrant, desperately wanted. I remember running through the wet grass, falling a step behind. Pulling a step of tyrant, desperately wanted.
Side by side in orbit around the ferris. describe night swimming. I thought I knew you. You I cannot judge. You I thought you knew me. This one laughing quietly underneath my breath.
We know you enjoy listening to internet radio, but did you know that Live 365 can help your business or company put their audio on the net? Many companies are finding out the value of setting up their own internet radio station with Live 365's professional services. Whether it's to broadcast company meetings, promote your products, or just bringing some cool tunes to your website visitors, Live 365 has many affordable professional broadcasting plans. Call us toll-free, 1-866-548-3365, or just click the link in your player window for more information. Be the first one at your workplace to present this idea to your company.
May I have your attention, please?
More Y100 Rock now.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
More Y100 Rock now.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey, this is Iggy Pop, and you're listening to Philadelphia's New Rock, Y100.
Talk to me, dance with me, and
you are my only girl, but you're not my only girl.
Thank you.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is within. Engines are coming. Yeah.
something to be thankful for.
More Y100 Rock. Now.
Hey, my name's Justin Hawkins. I sing for the UK's leading rock combo, The Darkness. I also play lead guitar, as it happens. You're listening to Philadelphia's new rock, Y100.
Sorry, eyes cut through the bone, make it hard to leave you alone, leave you here wearing your wounds, waving your gun, somebody new. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. There's too many people you used to know. They see you coming, they see you go. Your secrets, you know them. This town is crazy, nobody cares. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting. Fighting for the lost to come. There's a place we are going. You ain't never been before. Back now, no one is standing at your door. That what you thought love was for. Maybe you're lost. Maybe you're lost. I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting. Fighting for a lost
stay out, I'll stand. Have that knife
fast asleep. If you could see what I could see, drip drop a lovely dream. Goddamn it, movie star, can't you just play a minute more? 'Cause we'd be the best of friends, and I've been waiting forever. Safe and sound. She will be sweet on me, just like a mystery. It's not so hard to see if I'm not mistaken. She comes from far away, gets closer every day, and all that I can say is she's all.
Now.